a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Senate State Affairs will come to order. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Frerichs, Johnston, Lederman, Lucas, Rabe, Kazin, Olson, Roden.
Here. You have received the minutes. Any comments, corrections, actions on the minutes?
Second.
Move to approve by Rave, second by Johnson. Comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. A few reminders before we get started today. Again, we are live via the Internet, so we would ask that all testimony from the public and questions and comments from the committee members be addressed in front of a live mic. Also, we'll forgo introduction of the pages since they seem to be busy right now. We got one. Also, a reminder, if you're going to testify today, we'd ask that you sign up at the podium by the front door. You might also check your cell phones, make sure they're in an appropriate setting. We have two bills on our docket today. Senate Bill 44, we will defer action on 44. We will not hear 44 today. Any other announcements before we get started with today's calendar? Seeing none, we will take up then Senate Bill 56, an act to define a credit card bank and to revise certain provisions regarding the distribution of bank franchise tax. Senate Bill 56 is now open for public hearing and proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Mike Howdyshell. I'm with the Department of Revenue. And it's a pleasure to be here this morning to talk about Senate Bill 56. The purpose of this bill is to correct a cross-reference error in the bank franchise tax law that controls the distribution of the bank franchise tax paid by large credit card banks. Bank franchise taxes paid by large credit card banks are distributed 95% to the state general fund and 5% to the county or counties where the bank is located. And bank franchise taxes paid by all other financial institutions are distributed 73 1/3 to the counties where the bank is located and 26 2/3 to the state general fund. So why is this bill necessary? Well, as part of its red tape review last year, the South Dakota Division of Banking repealed a number of statutes with Senate Bill 34. And included in that repeal were SDCL 51A 238 through 51A 243 inclusive. And these statutes dealt with certain financial institutions that were organized under the Bank Holding Company Act of 1956. And these provisions were deemed to be obsolete by the Division of Banking, and that's why they were repealed. Now, unknown to the Division of Banking and also to the Department of Revenue, these repealed statutes were cross-referenced in SDCL 1043-76, which is the statute that controls how the bank franchise tax is distributed. Historically, the distribution contained in 1043-76 has been interpreted for the Department of Revenue to distribute taxes paid by so-called bank card banks according to the 95% to the state general fund and 5% to the county split, while all other financial institutions, the taxes paid by those banks were subject to the 26 2/3 split that I already described. And in my opinion, this interpretation is based on an understanding that bank card banks do not generate a majority of their income from customers in any specific county within South Dakota, but rather their income is derived from primarily out-of-state consumers and services that are serviced by the bank card operation that happens to be located within the state. Senate Bill 56 remedies this gap in current bank franchise tax distribution scheme that we have, which was caused by the repeal of these statutes. And it also attempts to clarify what types of bank franchise taxes are subject to the 95-5 split. And rather than just simply reenacting those repealed statutes, It's the department's opinion that we need to have some more clarity in the statute so that the historic distribution scheme that I've described remains intact. And there's some questions about whether the repealed statutes adequately defined the types of banks that the legislature intended to be subject to the 95-5 split. So to that end, the bill starts by defining a credit card bank as a bank that derives a majority of its income from credit card services, that's apportioned to the state from credit card services, And then the bill goes on to state that the tax from these credit card banks are to be distributed under the 95-5 formula. And this next point I'm going to make, I can't really stress it strongly enough. The intent of this bill is to maintain the status quo. The bill does not increase or decrease the amount of revenue generated by the bank franchise tax, nor does it intend to change the amount of money that's distributed both to the counties or to the state from the bank franchise tax revenues. So to summarize, Senate Bill 56 simply ensures that the longstanding distinction between bank card banks and all other banks has been maintained in the distribution statutes, and that the Department of Revenue will continue to have statutory authority to continue with our longstanding practice of bank franchise tax distribution. Next, a couple of my colleagues with the Division of Banking and the Bureau of Finance and Management will be providing you with some additional information regarding the inadvertent repeal last year and also the fiscal impact if this problem isn't fixed. And with that, I would urge you to vote yes on Senate Bill 56, and thank you for your time, and I'll stand by for any questions you might have.
Thank you. Further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Brett Aftel. I'm the director of the Division of Banking. And unfortunately, in this situation, I'm that guy. From last year, we undertook our part of the governor's effort, the red tape review, to repeal outdated statutes. And that's what we did with the provisions that Mike described. Those provisions, for our purposes, had not been used since the 1980s. They were put in place to facilitate a couple of banks coming to South Dakota. Because back in 1980, branching into other states was a severely restricted activity. It was not something a national bank could just branch into another state. So this process that was repealed was established at that time to allow an out-of-state bank holding company to either establish a new bank in South Dakota or to acquire an existing institution in South Dakota to carry on their business activity. So fast forward to 1994, the Regal-Neal Act was passed, which opened up interstate branching to some extent, which made this provision less meaningful. And then in 2008, the South Dakota Banking Commission, along with the legislature, worked to repeal the branching restrictions that we had in that place. So a bank from another state, a national bank from another state, could freely branch into South Dakota at that time, subject to reciprocity with the home state that they were coming from. And also South Dakota banks could branch freely freely within South Dakota. So in looking at those provisions, they were no longer necessary or used for our purposes. But unfortunately, due to some, I don't have a good explanation why I didn't do a cross-reference check on that, but I did not. That's just frankly what happened. And I believe I could share the reason why we're here today. So it's an issue that needs to be fixed. And looking at the definition and the way it's set up in Senate Bill 56, it looks like a good fix for the issue. It'll provide more clarity. And I will stand by for questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jim Twilliger with the Bureau of Finance and Management. And I'm up here just to give the committee a little bit of sense of what a little history maybe on the bank franchise tax, the revenue source that comes in the state general fund. It's a fairly significant revenue source. And actually, the bank card portion, or the 95% that comes to the state general fund, comprises most of the bank franchise tax that comes to the state. In fact, over the last 10 years, on average, of the total bank franchise tax that comes into the state general fund, 84% of that total is just from the 95 distribution, or what we call a bank card tax. So it is the vast majority of the state's bank franchise tax that come into the state general fund. Over the last 10 years, just that 95% portion has averaged about $27 million per year. The traditional bank franchise tax over the last 10 years has averaged about $5.3 million, or where the state only gets about 26 2/3 of the distribution. So it is a fairly substantial revenue source that comes in the state general fund. I think back when the credit card industry kind of started moving to South Dakota, as Mr. Howdyshell spoke, that it was determined at that time that a lot of the income that is earned by those institutions is generated by folks outside the state. So a majority of that revenue would benefit all the citizens of South Dakota. And that's, I think, the reasoning for the 95% split on that particular on that particular piece of the bank franchise tax. We don't really know what the exact revenue loss would be if we look out in 13 and 14, because there's some uncertainty in the bank franchise tax area. The governor talked about that a little bit in his budget speech. But it certainly could have a fiscal impact if we don't fix this, if we don't clear up some of the uncertainty, because of the error that was created. And I think Senate Bill 56 is certainly a reasonable way to do it. And I hope you could support it, and I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Further proponents? Any other proponents? Seeing none, we will move to opponents. Are there any opponents? Seeing none, questions from the committee? Any questions? We can't let the Department of Revenue off that easy. Senator Lucas.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I just have a question. Has any of this ever been implemented to where the money then, instead of going to the general fund, actually went to the counties or local units of government? So has some of that went forth in the current fiscal year? And there apparently these local government entities of government are understanding to rectify the matter that was a mistake from last year.
Mr. Chair, Senator Lucas, pursuant to state law, the distributions go out. They have to go out prior to February 1st. The distributions have been made for 2012, but the checks haven't gone out yet. And we based our distributions on our historic practice, because our rationale is this body never intended to change the distribution scheme. It was just an inadvertent error that occurred last year, and therefore we continued with our distribution scheme this for 2012 just like we would have in previous years.
Thank you. Any other questions? Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question for Mr. Howdyshell. Mr. Howdyshell, what percentage of credit card business, maybe you covered this and I just missed it, but what percentage of credit card business does a bank have to do to be deemed a credit card bank as opposed to the regular banking business?
Mr. Chair. Senator Lederman, that's a good question, and I think according to the definition that we've outlined in the bill here, we say a majority of their income apportioned to the state, so anything more than 50% would be deemed a majority in that case.
Mr. Howdyshell, as long as you're up here, perhaps you would want to explain us who we get some high school seniors, I assume, here. The 5% that goes to the counties, maybe explain how that is distributed to the counties and where it goes, i.e. education funding.
Mr. Chair, that's a good question. The 5% that's distributed back to the counties, there's a provision in the bank franchise tax code that says that that money that goes back to the counties is to be distributed according to a five-year average of the personal property tax distribution from 1972 through 1976. So we use kind of an archaic distribution scheme to determine how that money is allocated at the local level. But you're right, that money goes back to fund education. It goes to municipalities for local governmental services, and some of it also remains with the county. It's based on that distribution scheme that existed under the personal property tax system that was repealed in the late 70s.
That's interesting, because I assumed that it all went to the schools in the form of other revenue. So apparently that's not the case.
That's not the case.
Very good. Any other questions? As long as we were talking about the high school seniors, I'll interrupt action on this so we can maybe have some introduction, find out where you're from. We have a new group just stepped in. Seniors? What school? Sioux Valley? Welcome to State Affairs and your state capital. And we had another group over here, I believe, or is that more of the same?
Baltic.
Senior class?
Yeah.
Welcome. Anybody else? Any other guests? Well, you picked the right committee hearing to come to, because this is the only bill. So you won't be forced to sit here and with your eyes glazed over for another hour and a half. With that, back to the business at hand. Any further questions? Seeing none, we will close the committee to discussion and or action. Senator Lucas moves do pass. There's a second. Second by Senator Brown. Comments on the motion, Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Obviously, this is an inadvertent mistake we made last year when we did the red tape cleanup. No damages have been done. No checks have been sent out. They're not even in the mail. They're sitting in a file someplace, apparently. So we will get the money back to where it's supposed to go, to the general fund, and life will go on. Thank you.
Further comments? Any other comments? Seeing none, the motion is due pass, Senate Bill 56. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Brown.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Teason.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye. Motion carries. Senate Bill 56 goes to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. With that, are there any announcements for the committee before we... Totally up to the committee. Motion consent by Rave, seconded by Senator Lederman. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Senate Bill 56 goes to the Senate floor. Due pass on consent. And as an explanation to the seniors here, the consent calendar is a tool that we use on the Senate floor. Bills that are have received no opposition from the committee, as far as it has to be a unanimous vote. If the committee deems that it's routine enough and a no-brainer for the Senate floor, that it's a better use of time on the Senate floor, that it not be placed on the debate calendar, it be put on the consent calendar, then it's subject to questions on the Senate floor, or any Senate member can pull it off the consent calendar and put it on the debate calendar. This committee unanimously voted to put this bill on the consent calendar. Any other announcements for the committee? Seeing none, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
By Rave, seconded by Senator Teason. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.